What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore. How are you today, Kathy?
I'm doing good.
So you're my wife, Kathy. Today, we're going to talk about the time of year it is. It's almost Christmas. You ready for Christmas, Kathy?
We're not ready yet, no. I'm getting there.
No, I'm not even close to being ready.
I'm getting there.
Okay, I'm not there yet. A lot of people are probably not there either.
Yes, but, I'm getting there.
This time of year, we have, it's getting colder too, right? Mm-hmm. We've had a little snow already, and, one time we had the White Christmas few years back was pretty spectacular, correct? Right?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about things to talk about before Christmas. We have two things going, cold weather coming, and we also have, what if you're going to buy some kind of maybe an engagement ring or jewelry for Christmas that you need to think about?
Or car. Something big, yes.
Yeah, something big. Do you want something big, Kathy, or not?
No, I'm good this year.
You're good. What did you get for Christmas this year? What was it?
We got our kitchen remodeled.
Brand new kitchen, yeah. which goes another thing as to insurance.
Yes,
we probably need to raise the insurance on our house now because
we ended up
having more heated floor space because we have pushed out our kitchen into what was our porch.
So now we have a bigger porch.
Yeah. So we probably need to look at our value in our house and let the insurance company know that we've completed our kitchen.
It's a new remodel or addition. I think the CO or whatever, they said the contractor's coming out to finish a couple more little things and then we can do that. So we're good to go.
The inspector has to come back out,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're good. What happened? Was it 2 years ago on Christmas? Remember what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what happened.
We had that freeze. It was right after Christmas or during Christmas.
The Christmas freeze.
Yeah, the Christmas freeze.
It would have been millions of dollars that was paid out on that situation.
The big thing people need to remember before you go back to Florida or, if you're not here living here as your primary home or your primary residence, you need to make sure you winterize your home. Make sure you leave the heat on. You have to leave it on at a reasonable temperature. I think they're saying at least 65, I think, is what they're saying. Claims person made comments to us. We're not, setting these parameters, but make sure you unscrew the hoses on your outside faucets. That's a big one. People forget to unscrew around their hoses and then it freezes. Of course, you've got, just the normal things you want to do before you winterize your home or your RV or whatever, your boats or whatever you have to do, different things just in your maintenance and care of your properties or your toys. So just keep that in mind. Don't forget to do all those things.
I wish.
Oh, and dripping the water. That's another thing. If
trickle the water.
Trickle the water. If you don't turn off actually your water completely, you have to get the water out of the pipes, then you have to then, of course, let it drip, have like a slow drip so that it doesn't freeze.
Yeah, I like probably the trickle.
Trickle.
We've had, the idea is that if water's moving, it won't freeze, and that's a way to prevent you from having a situation where the water freezes. And, of course, in the pipes, it expands, and then it, ruptures the pipe, and then when it thaws, then you've got a big problem. And we've had that claim over and over and over again.
Just as common sense too, just have a plan. Just have a plan that if we have bad weather, that you have, food and place to keep yourself warm and, think things through and have groceries, what have you. Just like if you have a hurricane, if you're in Florida, you have to prepare, have supplies, have things in place. Some people have generators, some people have backup secondary sources of heat, which is important. People worry about their pets and make sure they have proper places to be or inside, or if they're outside, make sure they have ways to keep them warm. So just all these different things you have to think about this time of year to be prepared for
cold weather, which is, I don't think it's coming in the immediate future on the weather here, but you can bet we'll have some days it's going to be cold.
Yeah, and then if you don't need to get out, don't get out. I mean, if you need to get out and play in it, you know, at your house, it's one thing, but getting out and driving, and unless you absolutely have to, because, you know, there will be ice and there will be accidents. You just have to kind of stay put if you can, and that's why preparing and having food and having things ready is always important. That way you don't have to get out unless you absolutely have to for like an emergency type of thing. So
let's talk about, you know, interior water pops. Mm-hmm. This is a big claim. I don't have many statistics here, but I know that it's a pretty good percentage of what mm-hmm. Is paid out on an annual basis is when you have a interior water pipes ruptured. Mm-hmm. Many times that could be based off of what we're talking about today is, you know, it's got cold and the heat was not enough to maintain the warmth in the pipes to keep it from freezing, and you end up having a leak. That's a very common occurrence that we do have. Mm-hmm. So there's different types of water when it comes to a insurance policy. And that would be typically anything you have interior that freezes, ruptures, busts, leaks. That's going to be a covered loss, typically. Now, I had a customer this week call me that they have a commercial building, and I didn't even tell you about this claim, Kathy, but there's a crack in the building, in the concrete, and it's
in the slab.
Yeah, it's maybe a poured wall or some kind of wall, and water has intruded into the building, and now they've got a mold problem.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, that's not going to be a covered loss because there's exclusion in policies for settling, bulging, cracking. It's what we have here. So they're not going to have any coverage for this claim. That's typically an exclusion. It's more like a, that kind of goes back on particularly the contractor that did it. It could be a construction defect claim. Mm-hmm. But the, flood's not covered, rising waters, unless you do buy flood insurance from the government, which we couldn't do earlier this year because of a shutdown. Everything was shut down. We had several times we were trying to get flood insurance renewed.
Or just a renewal if somebody had it.
We couldn't do it.
Post payments, nothing. When they were shut down, we couldn't provide that, which was really unfortunate. But then after it, came back up, we were able to take care of all that. But that does have a ripple effect on us as well.
Yeah,
When they shut down.
Because somebody, I think, was trying to get a closing, and they couldn't close the property because they couldn't get the flood insurance.
Right.
But we're talking about, interior water pipes. Now, there are some caveats to it. If you read the fine print in your policy, that you can't just take off and not maintain heat in the house. So if you...
If you don't winterize your house and you just leave it, then that's
going to be an issue. Or have heat in the house.
Yeah, if you don't take care of, that's the thing when you have you own a home... You have maintenance on your home. That's required to keep your house up, and you can't just leave things and not worry about it. You have to, take precaution. You have to prepare yourself, and you can't just take off and go to Florida or wherever you live where it's warmer and then leave the house up here for it to, have a problem. So just keep that in mind.
We had a claim years ago that the gentleman – he thought he was doing good. He had left the heat on 40 or or 45. It was like way too low.
Right.
And so I'm sure what he was trying to do was not have a big power bill.
Right. But
that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
I mean, it cost him on his deductible. And what happened was, as you can imagine, the cold weather came through and it froze, it ruptured, and it went through three stories, and all his contents. One of my favorite, sayings or phrases is Ben Franklin, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
And that's what we call risk management in the insurance business, is we're trying to come up with a way, one, to avoid the risk if we can.
Right.
Or maybe reduce the risk. And what we've got going on there, if we avoid the risk, it's talking about, if we drain and winterize the house, we're avoiding the chance of having a water claim because there's no water in the actual pipes.
Right.
Now, to reduce the risk, we've talked about this before, is getting the water shut off device.
Right.
And it's not going to prevent the loss totally because, you've got a leak, it's still going to leak in your house. You've got water in your house.
Right.
But if the water device does its job and it shuts off the water, then it's reduced the amount of damage it's going to be.
Plus, the other thing, when we had that big freeze a couple years ago, we had a customer that lived in Florida, which I thought this was, you know, people always put like cameras outside their houses and they are able to see what's going on at their house. But he actually had a camera in his basement. And he called us from Florida and he knew how to claim because he could see in his basement the water coming down over his pool table. Remember that?
I remember that.
And I
thought
think
he was a customer.
Well,
I think
we saw the video and he called and called everybody.
He called the plumber and the plumber told us about it.
So we basically were never thought about that, but that's something I would encourage it for, you know, seasonal people or secondary, or if it's not your primary, to maybe put one in your main area of your house on your different floors so you can see if there's an issue as well. So that will help get someone there sooner and won't be a more of an extensive claim.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. Okay, so my name is Mark Moore, and you're listening to Peace of Mind on WGRB, and we will return after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are in Georgia and 2 are in North Carolina. We have 3 offices that are called Moore Insurance Services, Inc., and they're located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Hayesville, North Carolina. Our Blairsville location is located on the main drag. We are located in the South State Bank Building there in Blairsville, across from the post office and also across the street from Home Depot. We are not part of the bank, but we are in our own separate area, separate wing of the bank there at South State Bank. So come by and see us there in Blairsville for all your insurance needs. And then our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're located in the Town Trace Building. It's the red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see us also in Hiawassee. And then our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West, right there on the main drag in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there for your insurance needs as well. Then we have another location in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64. You drive past Hardee's and So Good's restaurant. We're right next door to that. Come by and see us there at Mountain Insurance. And then our last location is at Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's located between Burger King and United Community Bank. So you can check us out on Facebook and you can check us on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And we'd love to help you out. You can also request a quote. You can also check out all of our locations. And if you've missed one of our radio shows, they have the podcast on our website. So please, please, please check them out.
Okay. So today we're talking about the time of year. It's getting ready to get cold. You know, we got some colder days here. And we talk about winterizing your pipes and freezing, things of that nature before the break. It's... I think a freezing pipe is a preventable loss. However, we pay these claims every year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel that it's gone over into the millions of dollars we've had paid out for these claims. Just a cold snap. We know what's going to happen. It's going to be cold and then it's going to freeze and then it's going to thaw out and we're just ready for the phone calls coming. And it's almost like get in line because everybody else's pipes have ruptured and froze as well. And now you're competing to try to get a service master or
some kind of pro
or whoever to come out and try to, you know, start working on your house as far as, you know, you got to dry it out. So you got these big dehumidifiers. You've got to pull out the drywall, dry it out. It's a process.
Ozone machines.
Yeah.
Stuff, you know, try and dry it all out, get all the germs, all that. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So it's really, you're actually trying to get somebody out. I mean, so everybody's slammed and it all happens to everybody at one time. So that's one thing I like to do is try to call the restoration company immediately and get them out because you don't want our customer having to wait. And I've had some preferred situations sometimes where I've got help by getting people out there because other people are sitting there just kind of in a backlog of, for service. What else? So we're kind of shifting gears a little bit. Let's say that you've bought your wife, like maybe I have, maybe, been married for 20 years, so it's time to get something nicer, right? So it happens all the time, or maybe you're getting engaged at Christmas. What do you need to do as far as your jewelry, Kathy, if you are going to buy a nice present for somebody?
Okay, so if your potential fiancé is buying you a ring, then, of course, he needs to probably, keep the receipt, contact his insurance carrier. Over a certain amount of money needs to be usually scheduled on your policy, and you can get it's called an inland marine policy or an inland floater. Actually be able to schedule that piece of jewelry until, of course, he gives it to her and she has it. But the big thing is, sometimes there's pricey items that you get. If it's a new car, what have you, you have to just make sure and notify us so we know about it, so we can, of course, make sure we have it covered for you.
So why do we do that when we have a homeowner's policy? What's the reason for that?
Because your homeowner's policy only gives you a limit.
For what?
For all the different, money, or they give you it for jewelry, and it's not usually enough.
Well, so the limit you have there is a limitation, and that's actually for theft. Mm-hmm. And the insurance company knows, first of all, not everybody has a coin collection or expensive jewelry. So why do we want to include that in the policy and make other people have to pay for other people's claims that don't have the collection anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's also known that one of the highest occurrences of, loss to jewelry or coin collection or whatever is going to be theft.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a theft limitation on the policy, which means your house burns to the ground, you've got coverage for it. But if somebody steals it, maybe you've only got $1,000 or $2,500.
Yeah, it's minimal.
So, and also some things are not covered. And then unfortunately this happened not to my mother. She's lost her diamond popped out. And I don't know if we ever, I'm going to have to look at that and see. I don't know if she even has coverage for that. But, I don't think she does. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you don't have it scheduled.
Well, the other thing
and
with scheduling
goes missing, disappearance,
right,
may not be covered.
Or even if you're traveling, because you'll have coverage for that if your diamond pops out and you have it scheduled.
If it's scheduled, yeah. If you don't, then
if it's not scheduled,
no,
you're not going to have worldwide coverage for that.
Another caveat to this is maybe you have had jewelry that was scheduled 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You may be surprised to find out the value has changed.
Right, you need to have We it's good to have an appraisal. There's people that do that, which is helpful. But if you do have a purchase ring, we need to have the information on it, how much you paid for it, receipt versus itemized, if the carat, the cut, the clarity, all that. How many, if it's too, many different things like diamonds on around it or whatever, that all needs to be accounted for. So when we have it on the policy, we can actually schedule it properly and submit it to the carrier.
Well, the appraiser will do that for us. Mm-hmm. And I've got...
Or if you buy it, we'll have it with it.
Yeah, when you buy it, you'll first have it. But I've got this guy that I go see periodically in Hiawassee, Fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember his name. His dog's name is Elvis.
Yeah.
But anyway, I always go in there and Elvis always greets me. And he has, not only can he appraise or has an appraisal for jewelry, but they also do firearms.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a gentleman in Blue Ridge that does that as well.
Right.
He wants to come on the show sometime and talk about. I'd like to have him on the show because he'd be good to talk about this. But
right.
The insurance company's looking for somebody that's licensed or certified to do appraisals. And then I know over in Hayesville, if you have a gun collection, I know that Randy Hill, who mm-hmm. advertises on this station, can do that because mm-hmm. I've heard his advertising and. He said, in one of his advertisements, you might be shocked about what some of these, vintage firearms
right,
are.
Right. And people get guns for Christmas, too.
So that's not going to be, the same thing with guns is there's going to be a limitation for firearms on your policy.
Yeah. And so money. We had a person years ago that had some money at their house, substantial amount of money, and they got stolen.
It was a coin collection.
Well, there was cash, too. and they basically were out that cash because only your policy only ha- and they didn't tell us, of course.
I think the policy cover was like $200.
It wasn't much. And so they were like, what? So, I mean, if you're going to keep cash or anything valuable at your house.
I don't think it's a good idea. Why would you keep that much cash at your house?
Even if you have it in a safe, you just need to make sure you know that we know that so we are aware of it and the company's aware of it. But you have to be able to, you know, of course, with all the jewelry and guns, you have to have proof that you have them. You can't just, it'd be nice to have pictures and serial numbers, but you also have to have the receipts, what you paid for it, where you bought it, and the specifics on that.
That one was somebody knew where the safe was at, like a, it was like an inside job or something.
Yeah, so be careful who knows and it was just gone.
Yeah, so keep valuables in the safe deposit box if you can. Okay, so my name is Mark Moore. You're listening to Peace of Mind on WGRB, and we hope everybody's getting prepared for Christmas, and we will be back next week on WGRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.